8 minutes to 8, time for the business news with Brian Finn.
Thank you, Anya. Abu Dhabi-based Etihad Airways has reported a tripling of net profits for 2012 to $42 million. That compares to $14 million in the previous year. Etihad added 6 new routes and new code share arrangements last year. Among its new destinations are Shanghai and Nairobi. It's also announced expanded service this year to Washington and other cities. The hard-pressed SME sector will be glad to hear that those involved in the scientific and technological sphere can avail of funding to allow them to take on graduates who can help them develop their business further. €11 million is being made available by Intertrade Ireland. Its CEO, Thomas Hunter McGowan, is here. Thomas, before we look at this new initiative, what exactly does Intertrade Ireland do?
Intertrade Ireland is the body charged with developing cross-border trade between the two economies of Northern Ireland and Ireland in two directions.
This specific announcement today, what kind of businesses qualify for eligibility?
It's principally aimed towards the SME sector, and that covers nearly 90% of all businesses in the state. And effectively, we're looking for companies that want to develop their innovative capability but don't have the resources or the capacity within the company to do it. And through our Fusion programme, we can assist them in doing that and developing their capability and capacity and innovation.
And they develop that by finding new staff, and where do they get them from?
Well, where a company identifies that they have a need for a new product or a new process development, we then source for them a graduate who has the necessary technical skills to fill that post. And there's a three-way partnership. We also have a third-level institution in the opposite jurisdiction giving guidance and expertise in relation to this. So we place the graduate in the company who carries out the necessary work for the company to develop their process or product development, and that's supervised by the university or third-level institution in the opposite jurisdiction until completion.
Now, it's a mutually beneficial arrangement by the sounds of it. So what's in it for the company and what's in it for the graduate?
Well, for the company, obviously it gives them this extra capacity and capability, and we find that companies that are involved in our Fusion programme generally will benefit to the tune of about €1.2 million just through the new product development, through efficiency savings they make from the new development, and through investments that are made as a result of the new development. And that in turn obviously will gear the company up towards increased sales and making a better return on their investment. For the graduate, it gives them great experience in frontline work. 85% of all graduates end up in offered full-time jobs in the companies that they work in, and we're talking about managerial type jobs. They're highly sustainable. We go back 3 years after we make the initial investment to check how each company has performed. And we find that the jobs are sustained and that the companies are thriving.
So this is not just for a defined period. It does have a lasting impact.
It has a lasting impact and is a game changer for many firms, simply because innovation has just become the key to striving in a very competitive world.
Now, just to be clear, this is not just for companies who are based close to the border. It is all over the country.
It's all over the country. We have our companies involved from Kerry, from Cork, from Limerick, right up to the very north of the country. And we have a huge number of companies as well in Dublin, obviously with concentration of companies in this area. But it's for every county can get involved. And we will put the wherewithal for people to get the graduate and the third level institution support.
Okay, Thomas Hunter McGowan, of CEO of Intertrade Ireland, thank you for coming in to us this morning. Barclays has confirmed to the Stock Exchange that its finance director, Chris Lucas, is to retire early. It's the latest in a series of changes at the top of the British bank as it struggles to put a series of scandals behind it. Of course, Barclays was involved in the LIBOR interest rate rigging scandal, and it paid £300 million in fines for that. On the currencies this morning, the euro is trading at $1.36.3 and 86.8 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you for that. 3.5